Today, taking time to visit with Boone Superintendent Julie Trepa. Good to have you here.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Good to be back. Had a board meeting earlier in the week. You got it.
Yeah.
You guys are moving these meetings around.
It's hard for me to keep on a regular
schedule. But anyway, this month, first month. Oh gosh, we're back in school.
Well, back in school.
Yeah,
yeah.
And things have been
first
going pretty
since
good.
Start school started. So
yeah. Mm-hmm. I think everything is working pretty well.
Yeah.
Going along.
Yeah,
we do start. Obviously, people are going to say, what about the conference thing? It's still, board still looking for more input and collecting data.
We had a work session prior to the regular board meeting so that they could continue to discuss the different items that had come about after the last work session. And so the official board vote will now be in October.
Okay.
So they just are trying to be very thorough in their gathering of information and data to make their most informed decision. So
hopefully they don't come up with any more questions before.
Ask them beforehand.
Okay.
We'll
go that route here too. We did have a lot of, It was a quick meeting, actually, a fairly quick meeting for you.
It was.
Among other things, I do know that one of the things that came up is we get the state assessments, and this is something boards always take a look at. How are we doing? How is it compared to the state? So the Iowa State assessment, it's kind of been revamped a little bit over the last couple of years.
Oh, yeah, it's been revamped. So those of us that have taken Iowa Tests of Basic Skills, and obviously the name has changed, we were used to those paper, pencil, fill-in-the-bubble things, and it's all on computer, and it's also adaptive now. So one student's test is not like the others, so it's definitely changed quite a bit over time, the assessments have.
So, and this is part of the big issue is this is puts a lot of pressure on our staff to make sure our students are as prepared as they can be.
Absolutely. And it's difficult because you take the Iowa assessment in the spring and we get the results. Well, usually we get them in August, but I think we got them in July this time, which was nice.
A little faster.
A little bit, but not at a time when we have staff and where they can talk about it. So I think Dr. Janes talked about how while our staff have looked at the information they've received, they haven't had a whole lot of opportunity to really collaborate around those scores yet because they've been getting the start of school year off. So so it's kind of we joke in the educational world that it's the autopsy of the assessments. It's kind of where are we? Let's examine, you know, where we are. But our fast testing is more like the doctor visit. It's the check-in.
I was going to say, because to me, if you're looking at if this is how they ended up the year, what are we going to do to help them improve in this next year when they go to this next grade level?
I know. And so that's hard because you're getting it so much after the fact. So really, it's a way for us to look systemically at our system and see, are the things that we're doing throughout the district making a difference for our kids? And that's really how we utilize it the most.
And over the years, one of the things I've always noticed, we can see improvement.
Yes.
But it may not be at the level or at a predetermined level.
Right.
So I mean, we're showing improvement.
We are showing improvements, and that's been the exciting part. We've put a lot of effort in our transitions in the district over the last few years. So that's one of the areas that Dr. Janes talked about during the board meeting was we were pleased to see for the second year in a row, we haven't had a dip from 8th to the 9th at all, which is something that
it's been hanging out there.
It has been, right?
And not just the Boone District.
No, not just the Boone District, but that has been one. And then 4th to 5th is obviously one that we keep a close eye on. And we have dramatically reduced the dip that is currently occurring. But obviously, we want there to be no dip anymore between 4th and 5th. So we're closing that gap. And that was a big celebration, but also part of the challenge that we need to address to make sure that we can get to the point where we have with 8th to 9th as well. So
information from this, how does the staff use this then?
Well, so oftentimes, again, they look to see two different ways. One, say you're a third grade teacher and you see the charts that Dr. Janes showed what third grade looked like from one year to the next. And it's been nice because we see that steady increase, right? So that means systemically what we're doing is helping to increase. But then we also like to look at the cohort group. So the third graders, how did they do in fourth grade? Did they actually increase or did they not increase? And so that those were some of our celebrations. Sure. We had in math, 7 of the 9 grade levels performed higher than the previous year.
Okay.
And so that's what we're hoping for. We want them to actually
increase.
See
that trend.
Yeah, as they continue to go through the system. So they look at it in 2 different ways. So yeah, that's something that we were celebrating. We were also celebrating more grade levels reaching over 80% proficiency, which is something we hadn't been experiencing. So in language arts, we had 4 grade levels perform over 80%, and in math, we had 2 grade levels over 80%, and previously there were none, and so that's something that's really exciting.
In science, folks, that's a whole different thing.
In science, so something that I think is really important to know about science is they don't test that at every grade level, and it's in 5, 8, and 11. And so when the report, we call them the report cards, it's the school performance profile. The state, middle school is going to get really in a different position than most. Most school districts, fifth grade still in the elementary. And so those science scores will impact our district a little differently just because 2 of the grade levels are in one building. So it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. But definitely not the same as what some of the other districts that are structured a little differently have.
And of course, people always ask, how do you compare to the state? And we did quite well.
Yeah. So 6 of the 9 grade levels in language arts were higher than the state, and 4 of the 9 in math were higher than the state. So again,
that's some pretty good.
That's great. We hope to continue. We're looking forward to the day when we say all of them are higher than the state. So we're closing those gaps, and that's what we're looking for, and looking to continuously improve.
Keep working.
We've got a great staff, so that's the best part. Is we've got the staff that can make it happen.
Yeah, and there are. I'm sorry. The way they do the test now, there are some kids that just. Well, there were
they
some,
aren't engaged.
There were some that just when they started filling in that random on the Iowa Test of Basic Skills.
Correct. It's still possible to do that digitally.
But yes. We hope not, but they do. So.
Yep.
A couple other things last night. The board did approve that sending off, allowing out-of-state travel for the FFA.
Yes, our FFA convention. So what's really nice about that is the kids really do come back and present on the learning that they have. And we have a couple of kids, Jim said, that a couple of students that are maybe interested in state-level boardship. There was a question if any of our students were ready for the national, but he thinks some of our kids are going to try to be state board members, so we'll see how that goes. And it's just a great opportunity for our
kids. One step at a time.
Yes. So, they approved up to 12 students to go. We'll see how many end up going, but they have an application process. It's not an automatic.
So
they have to say how they're going to keep up on their studies when they aren't in school. So.
Oh, yeah. Here we go with the absentee.
Right.
But this is something that really they have done.
Because
this,
it's school sponsored and it's something that's,
And this is something that in the past, this is what he's done. How are you going to cover what you've got? If you're in sports, how are you going to cover this? How are you going to do that? So this is nothing new those that have.
Oh, none of this is new, but it's exciting because, it's an opportunity that not all schools get.
Board did approve your committees. Mandatory committees.
Yes. So school improvement committees, we do rotate a third of our committee members every year. So had all of those new. The only committee that we did not rotate like we did the others is our materials committee because it didn't meet last year. And we felt that was probably okay to not rotate when they didn't even get to try to do that once. So
that's okay.
Yep.
We'll let it, that by the way, a lot of people might not realize, but those are mandated committees to have.
So mandated committees and committees we've had for years and years and years.
So let's talk. This is one of the things where I can recall people wondering about school budgets and stuff like that. And I said, the flexibility of a school budget, it's pretty amazing because you get teachers that go back to school and then they don't find out until school's in session and they already have a contract, but they're going to get to move to a higher lane.
That's right.
And so we don't really know until we get into the school year, mm-hmm. into your fiscal year. You're well into the fiscal year before all of a sudden these changes are showing up. And you had a number of them this year.
We did. We had quite a few. I think we had 10. Teachers move lanes, which essentially means that they took more college credits, mm-hmm. And reached certain levels of education so they can attain higher salaries for that. And what was exciting for me was to be able to share that 57% of our staff are master's degrees or higher. So they definitely live out that lifelong learning mantra. Yeah. And put it into action. So, yeah, it was fantastic to have so many change lanes. Welcome that. And, yeah, they don't. Yeah, school budgets, it's an interesting thing because, yeah, the teachers, it's not going to change for them till this September, September 1. Yeah.
But, again, 57%, that's pretty good.
57%, not bad. Yeah.
District did start this year doing some incentives.
We did.
And you had a number of special ed and a science teacher.
And a science teacher. So, we had five teachers that qualified for our incentives. Part of our incentives require a three-year commitment. And so the goal, obviously, is to not only recruit these teachers in these high-need areas, but also to retain them. So that's partly why that stipulation is a part of that incentive, monetary incentive. So we're excited about the ones that have joined us and are glad that they've signed on for at least 3 years. We're hoping that by the time they're done with that 3-year stint, they won't ever want to go. Yep. So,
and maybe they'll be part of that 57%.
That's right.
Or higher by then.
Or higher by then. Most, quite frankly, most of them already had their master's when they came to us. So,
which is good. And that's it. I mean, special ed, that's an area where if we can keep them, mm-hmm. that's...
Well, to be fully staffed in special ed, I think we're the only district I know right now that's fully staffed in special ed. Maybe there's others that I'm not aware of, but yeah.
We'll talk a little more about special ed in a moment, but let's talk about Paulette's celebration.
Yes.
She did the certified annual report. It just mm-hmm. so happened that Monday was the day it was supposed to be into the state.
Yes.
But the board got a chance to take a look at it. It's already it was submitted. But pretty good numbers, stayed pretty close to where you were expecting.
Yeah, well, so our goal is always to spend as close to the amount for the fiscal year that we're trying to have the budget for and mm-hmm. spend exactly what we planned for. And we did that. And so the other piece is our solvency ratio. That's something that, you know, the board has some percentages that we're trying to stay between, and COVID caused most school districts to kind of go above that high number that most of us have. And so we're really close to the number now that we like to be at. So that also was a positive from the certified annual report. And now, fiscally speaking, Paulette does an amazing job with our budget and with the monies that we do have and making sure that we are very efficient financially.
I know that was one of the things when you said the trying to spend as much as, well, for like on students, mm-hmm. for education, actual education.
On students.
You try to keep that as close as you can, and you're literally with it 0.5%.
I was like 99.2% of the budget that
that's
we spent.
Good.
So that's fantastic.
Because
you don't, I mean, we're there to educate students, and we need to be ensuring that they're getting that with the resources that we have.
And people need to remember that we don't get there fast, like in a year. This has been several years in the works to gradually get down to that level.
So, so that'll be our goal again.
Or up to that level.
So that'll continue to be our goal. When she presented, I think people will have seen that the solvency ratio is scheduled to go down dramatically, and that'll be something we'll need to address.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, keep working at it. Did have a little deficit for special ed.
Yep.
Pam had said she anticipated a little higher amount.
She actually anticipated a higher amount. I know it was even lower than what Paulette expected. So I think Pam had expected even higher, but it was great that we were under the amount that we thought we'd be in deficit. And I said, it sounds silly to be celebrating a deficit, but it was a good deficit amount when you compare us to other districts. And so, yeah, the board. Then, so speaking of school finance, yeah, we had approval of the spending authority. We don't get any money with that. Yeah. It just means we're allowed to spend the money that we do have. So
yeah, and that's how you cover that.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Yeah.
Anyway, yes, it's all about spending authority.
Mm-hmm.
So many things go to that. Wrapped up a lot of things on, another part of the Ledges building. Mm-hmm. The electrical now is taken care of.
Yes.
Do we have anything left?
We have one.
Yeah, one item left.
We have one.
Mm-hmm. We'll get that done. Board goals. Did not adopt them last time. Kind of reviewed them.
We reviewed them, talked about them. I think the board thought they did. It was in May, and we just never got around to actually voting. So we did the vote on the board goals, and then really the changes were really trying to, we've always talked about wanting two-way communication with our families, but really changing some of the verbiage to talk about collaborating with one another, because mm-hmm. it really is a team effort. And so we wanted that reflected in the goals. And then on the side of budgeting and facilities, just adjusting for where we are in that process. Last year, we did the facilities assessment. So now we need to continue mm-hmm. to finish the facilities planning. So those were the changes to our board goals for this year. And hopefully we'll be able to make new ones because we've achieved these. So
keep working on it.
Yeah.
The board had to do a test.
Yes, they
had
did.
A quiz.
They had a quiz. It was
this
great.
This is something our board has.
Yes.
They've really done very well on this, and we're recognized.
Last year we were recognized for the board's extra work above and beyond work that they do in learning. And so something that they have adopted doing is learning at the board table. So this was an exercise to learn about board superintendent communication and relations. And so there was seven or eight question quiz.
Seven. I got most of them right.
Did you get most of them right? Good job.
I was watching online.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I agreed with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I think it's a good refresher. It's also, if anyone hasn't had an opportunity to look at that, I think it's good for the community to understand what that's supposed to look like, too.
Yeah. And I got to say, I think most school boards that do these mm-hmm. take it very seriously, because it's all part of building that mm-hmm. rapport.
It is. And, you know, how many jobs do you have that you don't get paid, but you have very specific roles you're supposed to follow? And that's what our board is tasked with. So they do a phenomenal job of really learning and understanding what that is so that they can execute that much better. Mm-hmm. So
homecoming, did a few adjustments on it, but everything seemed to go pretty well.
Yeah, we have had a lot of positive feedback about having the community pep rally. So I would imagine we will likely do that next year. So that was a very popular event, well attended, a very well attended homecoming game. Of course, it helps when you win as well. Yeah, it was a very solid win. So yeah.
But once again, because different things that have happened in the past with homecoming, those are always things you wonder about.
Yes.
So taking a look at addressing a lot of things early.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So let's talk a little bit about, have we completed the sale for Paige and Lincoln yet?
It hasn't closed, but everything that we own are out of the buildings. And I'm just waiting for the closing documents.
Okay.
So
we did have, you did have a couple of events to get rid of, disperse.
We did.
Who thought garbage cans were sold?
Popular. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, the garbage cans. That and air purifiers.
Yeah.
Popular. I actually think the garbage cans, I like them because they had that flat end, you know? Yeah. So you could put it up against the wall, you know? So anyway.
But most buildings have pretty well been emptied.
They're all empty, and we're just waiting for the closing paperwork. So we're excited about that.
Yeah. And I know people keep thinking about, okay, they saw the work that was going on at Page. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. That was from an earlier weather incident.
It had nothing to do with any new owner or anything like that. So, yeah, that was just making sure that water wasn't pouring into the building because of the storm that had got passed through. So
at this point in time, it's just a matter, and we know the company is looking to move forward with the With the Page Project.
Yes.
And
I believe they called it Page Flats.
Page Flats.
When they got their workforce credits.
They got Lincoln still to go, which doesn't mean that it's going away, folks.
No.
It's just not part of their capstone wants to keep moving
forward. They plan to try and apply for some historical credits because they really want to maintain the historical status of the building, which I think is fantastic. So.
And by the way, they have done this before.
They know how to go after that.
Yeah. Those dollars and things like that. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, everything else.
I should probably mention bus stops aren't leaving those locations, even though we close. So the bus stops are staying as is. So that has not changed.
And that's another thing I was going to say. Anybody, if they want to. In fact, I had a new neighbor ask. I was walking by one day, and I said, "Well, you don't have to take him to school. Mm-hmm. You can take them to the bus stop, and they'll get a ride to the school they need to go to."
Mm-hmm. And Boone's really unique because, truly, transportation is available to everyone, unlike most districts. Most districts, you pay if you're outside of a certain area. Mm-hmm. And so that's a perk that we have that other districts do not have, is that the shuttle piece in addition to what Mike would call country routes. Yes.
And that's it. It is. We do have those drop-offs at Lincoln and Page, and they get to stay there, too.
Yeah.
Part of your negotiated
That's
job.
Right. They do get to stay there. They're in the documents. That was one of the last things I verified for our attorney. So.
Okay. Going forward, October, board probably on the
board
conference.
Yep, because the new conference, or the one that has given us the invite, has to have the answer in October. So it will happen in October.
Are we back to the 14th?
We're on the 14th.
Okay.
Yep.
Just wanted to make sure.
To my knowledge, we are.
Unless we have anything else come up. Otherwise, most everything else has been going pretty good, it sounds like.
Yeah, no, things have been going great. All of the activities, our kids in all of our different activities have been doing quite well. So if you haven't been to any of those events, whether it's cross country or volleyball or football or any of those, just go watch them. Our kids are amazing.
Because I also think we've got a lot of rehearsal going on for
theater
production.
We have a lot of rehearsal. We do. And it's going to be amazing. He's announced what it is, hasn't he? I don't want to announce it on the radio unless he's announced it.
You don't have to. I think most people know that it's going to be...
It's a really special one.
It is. Well, he already said, I saw him like somewhere this summer, and he goes, we're going to be doing, and this is what we're going to be in.
Mm-hmm.
So, Jed Hammond,
we'll hold everyone in suspense with what it is, but it's super special.
All right. Julie Trepa, Boone School Superintendent. Dr. Trepa, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.